And a good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And today we are joined by Raleigh County Historical Museum Executive Director Cheryl Collins via telephone. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to have you on. I was just chatting with her beforehand about some vacation time. I took a few days off here, had a chance to see my brother and explore Kansas. He had his wife with him as well, and she'd never been to Kansas, so it was kind of neat. We did a lot of stuff together for 5 days, but, you know, it's always fun taking someone to a state they've never been to.
Yes, that is fun because you see it with new eyes when you're taking someone else. And, of course, Kansas has so many neat things to see.
Sure does, and we went over to, on our way to Kansas City the other day, we went to through Wamego, and I think my you know, they were both intrigued by everything that Wamego has to offer, but, you know, we went over by the Oz Museum, went to the little taco shop that's over there and everything, and I realized something that I didn't catch before. That water tower in Wamego is the balloon from the movie. I'd never noticed that before until this past week.
I didn't realize the inspiration for that either. It's an award-winning water tower,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, that's definitely where the inspiration came from. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is.
Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about some famous Raleigh Countyans. And Pottawatomie County is where Wamego sits, but Raleigh County is what we're kind of focused on today. And this is always a fun topic, kind of learning about some history here.
Well, there certainly are a lot of famous or infamous Raleigh Countyans to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it goes back, Kansas became a state 1861, okay. So almost 160 years ago, and a lot of those major players back in the early days helped shape the state.
Many, and Raleigh County, of course, was on the forefront of shaping Kansas as a state, and I think you could argue that Raleigh County's been at the forefront in shaping the state ever since. So we have lots of interesting people that have an association, and I take a pretty broad view of what a Raleigh Countyan is. So anybody that has lived here for any period of time, even fairly brief, but not just vacationing.
Certainly. And we encourage anybody, if you want to give us a call in and participate in the show today, highly encourage 785-537-1350. If maybe you want to bring up a Raleigh Countyan that you think is of importance, we can certainly talk about them as well.
That sounds excellent. We're always collecting interesting Raleigh Countyans. On our website, www.rileycountyks.gov/museum, we have a list of notable Raleigh Countyans, so we'd love to add more to our list.
You know, one thing I wanted to ask you here before we get going on this, when I was taking my brother around last week through Manhattan, he kind of laughed at some of the street names, and I said, well, a lot of these street names have to do with prominent people from Manhattan's past or Raleigh County's past, and he was curious about Seth Child, and I've heard this story before, but I couldn't remember exactly what to tell him, but can you tell me a little bit more about Seth Child and who that was?
Sure. Seth Child was an early settler here. He was an early Raleigh County sheriff. In fact, he was sheriff when Raleigh County went to the Rocky Mountains. My understanding is that he didn't try to actually do much out in Colorado, but our territory actually extended that far. At the Raleigh County Historical Museum, we have Seth Child's gloves, his buffalo skin gloves on exhibit, and one of his trunks. He was a fascinating character.
Interesting. And I'm always fascinated by the names that are in our streets and our counties, and a lot of them are there for a reason. It was named after somebody.
That would be a good topic, so I'll put that down for a possible topic for the future, street names.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about some of these famous Raleigh Countyans. You've compiled a list here today.
Yeah, I'll give you some questions,
okay.
And then see if any folks can guess who it is and talk about them. The first Riley Countyan that I have was born in 1910 at Norcator, Kansas, and he died in Florida in 2006. This person was the first K-Stater to play Major League Baseball, and he played for the Detroit Tigers, Boston Red Sox, and the St. Louis Browns. So Browns can give you a hint as to his time period. He played with the Detroit Tigers on a championship team. This person was inducted into the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame, the Kansas State Athletics Hall of Fame, and Sports Illustrated named this person one of the 50 greatest sports figures of Kansas in the last century. Another hint is this person wrote the memoir, Sleeper Cars and Flannel Uniforms, which I think is available at the Manhattan Public Library, and it's a great book, so I recommend folks look it up. So, any guesses on who that is?
Boy, not the slightest. I'm trying to think here. Would have played in the 1930s and 1940s, more than likely.
Yep, very good. That's exactly right.
First K-Stater. That should be a good clue right there for anybody. First K-Stater to play Major League Baseball.
And a longtime Kansan. Of course, our connection here in Riley County is the K-State connection. And I will say, because of K-State and Fort Riley, we've had an outstanding array of folks get attracted to Riley County.
Let's see. The Detroit Tigers won World Series in 1935 and 1945. Did he play on either of those teams?
He was on the 1935 World Series championship Detroit Tigers team.
Okay. Let's see.
At the time of his death, he was the oldest living player to have struck out Babe Ruth.
Wow. Interesting. Well, I don't have the answer to that, and I don't see anybody calling here, but we'll see.
So, want me to tell you?
Yeah, go ahead. Why not?
And Eldon Ocker was an outstanding baseball player. And if folks want more about him, I really do recommend that they look up his book, Sleeper Cars and Flannel Uniforms.
Eldon Ocker. Okay. Interesting.
Are you ready for our next one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so this person was born in 1887 and died in 1976 and is buried in Arlington National Cemetery. This person was a graduate of both Kansas State and West Point. They served as Governor General of Panama. They built the Alaskan Road and oversaw the rehabilitation of the White House.
So this is somebody who probably has a military background, I would assume.
Yep, that's exactly right. Served as a major general.
Mm. And the Alaska Road. So the road to Alaska, like the one that goes through Canada then?
Right, the main Alaska Road. Hmm. And I think it's still the main Alaska Road. I think it's kind of hard to keep roads built in Alaska.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's see. Not sure here. Has he got anything named after him here in the state?
Not that I know of. That's a good question. Okay. His grandfather was a Kansas governor. The grandfather certainly does have some things named for him. A town, a church, and some various things.
I am stumped, Cheryl. I don't think I know
well,
this one.
This is Glenn Edgerton.
Okay.
And he was a major general in the U.S. Army. He was born in Parkerville, Kansas, and graduated from Kansas State in 1904, and then went on to graduate from West Point. His mother was a founder of the Riley County Historical Society in 1914, and his grandfather was Governor Nehemiah Green.
Okay. I've heard the name before, but yeah, that's cool. Glenn Edgerton. And maybe Edgerton, Kansas, named after his father or grandfather.
That would be interesting. I don't know if there's a connection there. Hmm. His father was a superintendent of schools here, and I don't know about the father's family. I'll have to take a look at that. There, of course, Governor Green and other Edgertons, in fact, his mother, I think, are buried up at Sunset Cemetery.
Cool. Well, that's a fun one for sure. So a couple.
Ready for the next one?
Yeah, let's go number three.
Okay, number three was born in 1841 in Massachusetts and died in 1864 in Olathe, Kansas. And this person has a Kansas county named in their honor. And his father served as a Manhattan mayor and the Manhattan Grand Army of the Republic, or the GAR post, was named in this person's honor.
Mm. I did some looking. I actually saw the answer to this one, but so I know the county is Gove County, which is
on western
Kansas. Excuse me.
Yes, and I've never been to Gove County, but it's on my bucket list.
Gove County. What is that? What cities are out there in Gove County?
Gove is one of the cities. I don't know what other ones are.
I'll pop that up here on my Google machine here real quick.
So this person is Grenville Llewellyn Gove, and he went by Lou Gove. And, of course, like many Kansas counties, he was a Civil War soldier that died in the Civil War. And we have a number of Kansas counties that were named for Civil War soldiers, which makes sense because Kansas was founded as a state in 1861, and of course, the counties rolled out after that, so that makes sense that those would be people they would be looking to honor. Lou Gove actually died of illness. He had a fever and died in 1864.
Okay, and his father was Moses Gove, former mayor of Manhattan.
Yes, a very interesting character. He was a mayor. He was a cattle buyer, and actually, he died in a tragic accident up in the Kansas City area. He was shipping cattle and stood too close to a train, and the train hit him and knocked into him and killed him.
Oh, goodness. Wow.
And he is buried at Sunset Cemetery.
Wow. That's interesting. And, you know, I don't know what the... Do you know if the mayors were the same role they are now here in Manhattan, or was it different?
It was different because it was just before the 51 flood that Manhattan changed to a city commission form of government like it is today. Before that, it was a mayor-council form of government. So it really was run very differently than it currently is.
Cool. Well, that's a neat little side story to that one for sure. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll continue our quiz here of famous Riley Countyans. Your participation highly encouraged. 785-537-1350. We're talking with Cheryl Collins on In Focus. More after this.